Happens 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Easter celebrated all over the world Sunday.
From Jerusalem's Church of the Holy Sepulchre to Rome, where Pope Francis presided over Easter Sunday Mass at the Vatican.
Open the hearts of the entire international community to strive to end this war and all conflicts and bloodshed in our world.
President Biden released a message from Camp David this morning saying, "Today we hold close the Easter message that nothing, not even death, can match the power of faith, hope, and love." Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Administration officials say they're considering all options after a federal judge suspended the FDA's approval of an abortion pill. CBS's Skylar Henry has that.
In addition to concerns about what the Texas judge's decision could mean for women's health, the Biden administration also says it undermines the FDA approval process, which could impact other drugs that don't have anything to do with abortions.
American military officials are investigating the potential leak of classified documents that appear to show the extent of U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
It certainly suggests, and this is something that's common knowledge, but will certainly cause some amount of friction, that the United States is also conducting spying operations on certain of its allies who are key in this overall effort to thwart Russian aggression in Ukraine.
Avalanche dangers have locked down ski resorts in the American West, says CBS's Elise Preston.
Now, a new fear, the Big Mount.
We're dealing with spring wet slides as opposed to winter cold slides, which can be almost as damaging.
It's the same worry in California's Sierra Nevada mountains. Residents in Mammoth Lakes are shelling out up to $20,000 to remove the towering snow, easing themselves of winter's tight grip this spring.
In yesterday's game, I should say, against the Portland Trail Blazers, the Golden State Warriors set a record for most points scored in the first quarter of an NBA game.
Moody for history! 52 in a first quarter has never been done!
That's wild.
They ended up with 55 points in the quarter. The call on NBC Sports. The two black Democratic state legislators who were expelled from the Tennessee House of Representatives this week say they want to be appointed to their seat by local officials, then again elected to those seats. Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were kicked out by the Republican majority after they protested on the House floor in favor of new gun control measures. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Nissan knows when designing cars, inspiration can come from unexpected places, like the samurai sword that inspired the roofline on the 2023 Nissan Z and the warrior helmet that inspired the grille design on the 2023 Nissan Frontier. Every detail is designed to get your heart racing because Nissan knows that thrill isn't just about 0 to 60. Thrill should start the moment you see a car. Nissan dares to break the mold to design unique cars that make every mile exciting.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Seth Habhiger. Here's what you need to know. The following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, April 10th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Wood County State Wildlife Advisory Committee will meet at 5:30 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Commission will meet at 4 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids School District will hold their regular Board of Education meeting at 6 p.m. The Village of Buren will hold their regular board meeting at 6:30. The City of Nakusa will have their Public Works meeting at 5 and their Property, Recreation, and Human Affairs meeting at 6:15. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 3 and the County Board and Committee of the Whole at 5. The Stevens Point Board of Water and Sewage Commissioners will meet at noon, the Airport Commission at 12:30, and the Board of Public Works meeting starts at 6 p.m. I'm Seth Habiger for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 48, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 69, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Seth Habhager. Here's what you need to know. The Stevens Point Police Department reports an officer-involved shooting that took place at 3:20 a.m. today. It happened in the 900 block of Buchholz Avenue. Officers responded to a report of a suspicious person outside the home. When officers arrived, there was an officer-involved shooting, and one person was taken into custody. Police say this is an isolated incident, and there is no threat to the public. One person was injured in a single motorcycle accident in Port Edwards yesterday. Colton Allen, age 31, of Wisconsin Rapids, crashed his motorcycle on State Highway 54 near Swanson Road on Thursday night. The Wood County Communications Center received a 911 call around 11:44 p.m. Colton was transported by LifeLink 3 from the accident scene. The investigation is ongoing, and alcohol is believed to be a factor. I'm Seth Habhager for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 48, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 69, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
In public education, knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.